Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Mrs. Engelbusch, can you call the roll?
Mr. Ings?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
And Mrs. Bennett's on vacation, so she won't be here this evening. So, on to number two, is there any public participation? Any takers? No? Okay. Number three, the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
None.
None at all? Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion approved 4-0 with one absent. On to board business, our committee reports. Mr. Santelli, you know, community engagement?
Yes.
Anything to report?
Yeah, we did have a meeting. We discussed the district calendar, and it is in production right now.
Great.
We're hoping to send that out in August. We talked about the pole banners, and they're $58 a piece for a two-sided banner. We're looking for people to want to sponsor a few banners. Their names or the names of their company will be displayed on a separate banner. It won't be displayed on the banner that you sponsored. I'm also looking to put together a crew to install brackets in July. Just some people who don't mind getting up in either in a bucket lift or on a ladder or on the back of a pickup truck and a ladder. put some brackets up on the poles. So I will be contacting my former crew and anybody else we can get to help put those banners up.
Very good.
We talked about open house changes for the 2019 and 2020 school year. And we also discussed Community Day to feature performing arts and graphic arts for spring of 2020. We used to have that. It used to be called Kaleidoscope. Oh, yeah. Years ago. It took basically this entire campus, but we're talking right now about doing it at the high school in 2020. So Anita,
very cool.
Gable, Chuck Kaufman, and I will be working to put that together. And our next meeting is set for July 10th at 10 a.m. at the high school conference room.
Can I talk about the district calendar a little bit?
Elizabeth's
here. So we have full financial support of Grandpa's Cheese Barn on the district calendar. So they are, Misty has always been a good partner of Norton City Schools. And so she is funding this project. So we're putting out a physical 12-month calendar that highlights the great faces in this district. All of our students will be in collage form many of the months. Some groups of students have their own pages. Each of the building principals is establishing dates that are going on to the district calendar, and these will be mailed to our community families. So if you have a student who goes to school here, you should be receiving one of these. We'll make them available also at other places and local offices and
Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
This really stemmed from, and we talk about the success of the committees. You know, we're at a committee of the whole meeting tonight. This is a project that stemmed from literally 6 months of discussion at the community engagement of different ways to reach our community. And our belief is a physical calendar back up on the refrigerator with pictures of Norton kids and important dates is another way for this district to reach out. All four principals can be proud of their efforts with their family engagement. Some of them did brand new things this year, and this is just a continuation, as is the banner project and many of the other things that group has led that change.
There is one more thing I would like to add, if you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are, and I don't know if you want to put this, I hope that you'll put this in. We are, right now, I'm looking for people to join the committee as a subcommittee that doesn't even need to meet on a regular basis. I'm just looking for people who are willing to go door to door to new residents of Norton. I've done it 2 months, for 2 months. I did it for 2 months, and it's very rewarding to go up to a door, introduce yourself as a member of the, I introduce myself as a member of the Board of Education, or a member of the community, or a member of staff, or a member of the student body, to, you know, welcome somebody to Norton, and if I have information cards printed up that they can actually take to the door and explains a little bit about our district, has our district motto, our mission statement, and gives all the necessary phone numbers for the Board of Education, each of the buildings, and the principals. So if anybody would like to be a part of that, all they need to do is contact me at my school email address.
Very good. And Pat, on the banners, did you say how many banners were there?
There are going to be 36 total banners.
36 total banners. So we need 36 sponsors.
This is, the banners are all, there's going to be no district money in the banner, the printing of the banners.
Okay.
So it's all going to be by donation, by donors.
And are there two banners, one on each side of the pole, or just?
Some of the ones down the main, what are they called, promenade from the high school down to the stadium, they're going to each have two.
Very
then
nice.
We're going to have singles around the rest of the campus.
Very good. Awesome. Thank you. Do we have anybody from the technology instruction? I don't believe so.
We can talk about a couple of things.
Yeah, is there anything you want to talk about?
From a technology standpoint, I did meet with Angie today. And the students that are part of her, I can't think of the acronym.
TWE.
The TWE program. I was proud of our kids. We had a record number of applicants in the interview process. And a large amount of them are working already for our district. She said that just from a computer cleaning standpoint, they are at a place 1 week after this program started that they would have been in prior years, maybe a month or even more into it. So she said they generated a large amount of excitement. The kids that they hired, they want to do this and want to be a part of this, and they're off to a great start.
Great.
Other than that, if I talk too much technology, we'll be in trouble.
We'll be in trouble. Great. Operations?
Can I talk about instruction?
Oh, sure.
I'm so sorry.
I thought you were done. Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
I've separated those in my mind. I told everyone, I think, in a goodbye email that the admin team was attending a Leadership and Team Planning Institute on Thursday and Friday in Columbus. Brady, Ryan, Amy, Eric, and I attended. And this was with two important partners of us, BASA, who is one of the lead organizations in the state, and the Ohio Department of Education. And when I mean the Ohio Department of Education, the entire department was there. Superintendent, Assistant Superintendent John Richard, and we had guest speakers from all over the place, including Jim Mahoney, who's former president of Battelle, nationally known educator, and he knocked our socks off. Just from an inspirational perspective, it was a fantastic 2 days for this team. But I was even more proud of this. The entire conference was built on a strategic plan, which is why we went. And as we're getting ready to unveil ours, everything that Scholastic, for instance, presented allowed teams to begin building theirs. And I realized part of the way through that the work our administrators, teachers, board members, community members did in building this strategic plan was spot on. Matter of fact, Dr. Richard, who was second in command at OD, sat at our table with us a little bit, looked at our plan, and could not have been more complimentary about. He wanted us to have to erase any doubts about where we were going with this. So I was proud of the group and proud of everyone that contributed to that. So it made me excited to come back and finalize work. And then the five of us, we have finished all of our goal setting that everyone helped build in terms of how we're going to measure whether or not we're doing these things. So we just had a fantastic 2 days. It motivated all of us, heard a number of great stories. We know August is a few months away, so we're going to hang on to a few of the items, but it just motivated. We're ready, all ready for a little breather, but it sort of motivated us for what's next.
Great.
Thank you. Now great. I'm done.
No, thank you. That's good stuff.
He'll talk again. Don't let him kid you.
That's good stuff. Operations.
We have not met, and I don't even, we said it was going to be probably around school just because everything that we've done and put in place is kind of moving in the right direction at this point as far as big projects. So,
okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you want to talk about that? I mean, we've talked about it.
We have.
A couple times.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they've started.
They've started, right? The roofs. I mean, it's.
Mm-hmm. So. They've started. The fuel pumps are getting repaired.
I've seen that, yep.
What needed to be done on those should be done, I think, this week.
Okay.
Were the tanks inspected?
Yeah.
It's part of the inspections with the tanks. They did the inspections, but then some of the things that they needed, the overflow pipe or something, do you know what those are?
Yeah.
Help me then.
Keith and I were over there. We took pictures before they covered it up.
Okay.
Know, that's what, yeah.
Some of the things that they needed to do just for inspections didn't work, so we had to repair those items. And then the rest of it, as long as everything came back okay, they could get by with just doing some new concrete and then fixing the manholes because they were in really bad shape. Mm-hmm. So they did us a small section of that that's being repaired. It looks a lot better.
Do you have a time frame on the roof? Do we know how long that's going to take? I know weather plays a huge role, but
it's going to take quite a while because it's a complete tear off up here.
Yeah,
they're saying mid-August.
Yeah. Are they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that's a big job. So
hopefully we won't have to push school back to like October 1st. Teachers don't want that.
Only one hallway.
Just hand out umbrellas.
Our new tractor is mowing some serious grass.
It is.
Yeah.
So.
You know, we have just a couple of examples. Back at NES used to take 4 hours, and we did it in an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Boys soccer practice field went from an hour and a half to 25 minutes. So it's really helping us in our efficiency.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Elizabeth. I was joking about October 1st.
I don't
need that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Somebody will take it, yeah.
The phone. Be lighting
yes,
up,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Even more.
Good yes.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Cindy, anything from finance?
We met May 6th.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a whirlwind of a month.
We talked about the BWC grant. We were still waiting for approval, but...
They called me last week, and they're doing some more double checking on it. They needed me to change some numbers on the application because it's kind of silly. The application automatically calculates you can only get $40,000, and our project costs more than that. And it automatically calculated, and it said that we were asking for like $60,000 or $70,000, whatever the portion was. So I whited it out and put the right amount in and sent it to them because I don't want to ask for more than $40,000 because I thought it would get rejected. Well, then they didn't like that I whited it out and did it. So then I had to reprint it, cross it out, and write $40,000 beside it and send it back to them. So then they were happy with it. And he thinks that we should have an answer here in the next couple of weeks. It's submitted this in February.
I've heard if they call back and they demonstrate interest like that, it's good news.
So I'm hoping so. He said they were very short-handed because they didn't anticipate the number of grants that they would have. So hopefully that one, that's the camera grant.
Yes.
Yeah, it's for the cameras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other one has been submitted. We haven't heard anything on that yet for the walkie-talkies.
Oh.
Okay.
Then you want to talk about how a checkbook and more kind of...
We decided that we would do the Ohio checkbook.
Yeah. I know.
After we closed June and we approved the warrants, then I told them that we would submit all of that to them. So we'll have that. We should be going live sometime in July, probably end of July.
We're not going live for the public in July, are we? Aren't we going to have a chance to look at it first to make sure everything reads right?
We can do that.
I would prefer to do that just so the district doesn't look bad as far
as
misrepresentation.
Yeah, make sure that all the numbers are in category.
I thought that's what we agreed upon before.
Okay.
Just I mean, it's more to, like, we were all concerned. I know they think they have it fixed, but I just don't want...
Right.
It's the biggest thing that our colleagues warned us against was where they would place specific, you know, the categories and the category names and confusing people. It's why some people backed away from doing it.
Mm-hmm. That's good, though. Yeah.
We talked about the five-year forecast, which we do every single time because it changes every single minute. So I don't remember. That was back at the beginning of May.
Yeah.
And then just permanent improvements. The tractor was $61,000. The roof bids, $451,500. And then Chromebooks, 252 Chromebooks, and then the radio with the COPS grant.
With the COPS, okay. Very good. Policy, that's me. We met last week.
Mm-hmm.
A few new policies, a couple things that didn't apply. I think the only thing that one wasn't required with the electronic signatures. We really don't process anything with electronic signatures, so we don't need to adopt that right now. It's not really required. We talked about the distribution of materials in schools, and they changed a little bit of wording. We have it in there, just slight wording changes to that one. And I think the only other one that we talked about was again, the distribution of materials in schools.
That it was one or the other.
It was one or the other. They gave us, and we have.
And this is what we have, and
yes,
we currently have that one.
We have all that one. So
that one we don't need. That's the only one that we need to change.
The only one we need to change was the about the liaison with the school board associations, and they just changed some wording. That was really it. They didn't change just.
Of all policy meetings for you not to be there.
Yeah. Yes. So that was all we discussed really at the policy meeting.
One update.
Yeah. One update was really it, so that was it.
Awesome. So can we just briefly talk, like, when there is a policy change, how that eventually gets into Ohio Revised Code? Does OSBA take care of that? What is our responsibility? I know for material that goes into a student handbook, we have to go in and put it in, but for the community or public, how do they see a policy change?
It's at our board meetings. We do the first reading at one and then do the...
But then
approval
obviously
the
online, they go in and make all the changes.
They notify us when they're updated.
Yes. All right.
We get hard copies and then they change it online.
What would you guess is that process? A month, two
it
months?
It takes them, because I just received the one that we had approved, I believe it was in November, maybe a month and a half ago. And then I got the one that we just did in, was it May? April, like 3 weeks later. So usually they're pretty quick, but that one was probably like a ream of paper when I printed it. Not quite that much, but a good half a ream. It was huge.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember that one from November, that one was big. So I can't imagine is going to take too long because I think they only sent out four policies.
Right. And most of them we have. And the one was like, so it was just some slight wording change. Nothing changed.
So we do count on OSBA to update us. They send out. Is it quarterly or three times a year? I feel like it's three times a year. It's called PDQ, Policy. Is it Policy Development Quarterly? Does anybody? I don't.
Yeah.
PDQ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it stands for, that they send that out three times a year. And it will tell us any changes that have been made to the laws and then their policies that go along with that. And then sometimes they'll say, oh, since we've looked at this particular policy, let's look at this one because it's similar. And here's what you should have. And they'll send it to us. For the long time, because we had just adopted ours in 2012, we said, oh, we have that one. We're good. Now we're to the point when they say check these, we do have to check them. And sometimes it's a little bit of wording that's different. Or sometimes we do have them and they're fine. Or they'll just tell us things that have changed in the law. Or if there's a lawsuit that they think might pertain to a district somewhere, they'll give us that update and say, you know, here, look at this. This is how it affects school districts. Then they send us sample policies that we can use their wording for them. We don't have to develop them.
Okay.
So that's what they do. We pay them for that. I think it's three times a year that they send them out. And then they'll do, like, when the budget bill goes through, they'll probably come out in November, maybe later. And depending on how many things change, you know, we could have a huge stack of them, or we could have, like, this time there was two or four that they suggested that we look at. So we rely on them to do it, or, you know, to give us the updates. And then if we run across something that our attorney recommends, we're in something else where we say, oh, geez, we don't have that policy, then we can call them and they can give us suggestions. because you don't have to. Not every policy is required, only certain ones. And they also tell us in that PDQ, they'll say this is a required policy, you have to have this, or this one's not required, but if you want to have it, here's what it should look like. So we can call them and say, okay, we don't have this one. What do you recommend to go with that? And I think we've had to do that a couple times.
Okay. Yeah. Great. That was all I had for policy. Is there a motion to enter into executive session to discuss negotiations and to discuss the employment of personnel?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Okay. Please call the roll.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Ms. Drinks?
Yes. Motion approved 4-0 with one absent. And at this point, we're going to enter into executive session. We're back in public session at 6:59. Is there a motion for an adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Yule?
Yes. Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-1, one absent, meeting adjourned.